Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's Sports News Skewered. The Sports Kebab.
Oh, Jared Carlin.
Oh.
There has already been Andy Reid jokes made this morning. So your work is cut out for you.
Well, luckily I've been cutting up work since I've been here. I don't even know what that means. But here we are, guys, okay? We're nearly 2 weeks removed from the Suns crushing our hearts by losing in the playoffs. I'm still not over it. How about you guys?
Nope.
Still not over. It's unbelievable. I'm not focused on my job. I'm snapping at people. I'm barely sleeping. And even with that, I'm still asking for a max contract. Yes, of course. I'm talking about the Suns' biggest offseason question. What to do with DeAndre Ayton? He wants a max contract, but Phoenix seems reluctant, and I get it. I mean, he should have dominated versus the Mavericks, and he didn't. In that series, Ayton was more exposed than Pat McAfee's arms. Let's be honest. DeAndre has his flaws, right? Ayton is immature. He spends all his time playing video games, and he does not score consistently. Reminds me of high school. Reminds me of me in high school. I was a loser is what I'm getting at there. Now,
again, work on your verb tense, Jared.
Rumors are running rampant on Suns Twitter. You've probably seen this. Will LeBron come to Phoenix? Will Durant come to Phoenix? I haven't seen this many dorks get excited about an incoming star since Ewan McGregor said he was returning as Obi-Wan on the Disney show. And another question this offseason is, what will happen with ownership? And Robert Sarver, we've brought this up on the show. I mean, we're still waiting on the NBA investigation. Seriously, the only one you can count on owning a team in Arizona right now is the Dodgers.
I know.
But the Dodgers have just been destroying the Diamondbacks this season. It's too bad because Arizona's been having a surprisingly good year otherwise. But like usual, they can't seem to solve LA. In fact, it seems like the only thing they've done to combat the Dodgers in the last few years is put that chemical in the outfield pool that turns purple when you urinate it. But the Suns need to do something because it's hard to sit and watch the playoffs with the Suns not in it. Although, to be fair, it's hard to watch the playoffs this year in general. I mean, my goodness, this is gross. My goodness, there have been more blowouts than in my niece's diaper during bean night.
Gross.
Bean night?
That's a very popular night.
You guys don't have bean night at your house?
Ballparks, restaurants, bean households night. All over the country.
Seriously, every game is not close. Game is not watchable. I haven't seen this much talk about getting big leads since Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Babe.
Let me put it this way. A primetime NBA playoff game should never essentially be over while it's still light outside. I mean, if fans in attendance are upset about this, imagine how Adam Silver feels, unable to leave the games early for fear of the Earth's sun frying his paper-thin skin before he can retreat to his dark tomb. I mean, yes, there could be playoff problems for NBA commissioner and superhero bitten by a radioactive knockwurst. Adam Silver.
Yeah, because those are the ones that are white, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I got you. Right. That's good.
That's
well
exactly
done.
Exactly right.
Well done.
I thought bratwurst, and I thought, well. Now, I don't like to pick on Adam Silver. You know that, right?
No.
But have you seen this guy?
Nope.
What does he look like, Jarrett?
He looks like if a sea cucumber had a bank interview.
Or a comptroller?
Yeah. He looks like if a knitting needle got chewed up by a dog. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. You've seen him, right?
Yeah. But remind me, what does he look like?
He looks like if Professor X had syphilis.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, and maybe Adam Silver can't do anything about this because it's just the way It's just the way the game is played now. Just non-stop three-pointers that lead to big leads if one team is hot and the other isn't. I mean, I haven't... this is a good one. I haven't seen that many trays hoisted up since Andy Reid was online at Luby's. Luby's.
I miss Luby's so much.
Speaking of buffets.
Cafeteria style, my friends. And this strategy helped and then haunted the Dallas Mavericks. Yes. After upsetting the Suns, the Mavericks went meekly into the night and were eliminated from the playoffs on Thursday by the Warriors. Yeah, the loss was tough. The loss was tough. Luka was seen screaming, pouting, crying. And that was in the first quarter. The first quarter. Now, yeah, I mean, it sucked to see the Warriors win, but it was kind of nice to see Luka and the Mavs lose, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine how tough it would have been to see Luka awarded the Finals MVP trophy a month from now while being pulled by a giant horse in Slovenia. Man, that would have sucked. But in conclusion, I'll say about that series, really the most memorable thing to happen was when the Dallas Arena's roof started leaking during Game 4 in a rainstorm, flooding the court and causing a long delay. Now, I'm sure the Mavs will get this fixed quickly. After all, Mark Cuban is used to covering up problematic leaks coming from the top.
Oh boy.
That's good. Jared, I'm impressed with your never-ending reservoir of Adam Silver looks like jokes. It's a cucumber at a bank interview.
I should go through all my archives and compile like a coffee table bookers.
Right.
Absolutely.
By archives, do you mean that pile of unorganized paper on your desk? Yeah.
Well, it's in a drawer now.
Oh, well, that's good. Making progress. Thank you, Jared.
Good job, Jared.
Thank you.
The Sports Kebab with Jared Carlin every Friday at 9:30. You can follow Jared on Twitter at JarrettGC. JarrettGC. I've been spelling that name for 8 years on this show, and people still get it wrong.
The people who hate me.
Jared.
Who hates you?
Oh.
Besides us.